We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Kriyas Shema Siman Ayin Dalet Tiv Hei. Says the Mechaber, Sha'ar Eivarav Roim Es Ha'erva Mutar. If the rest, other parts of your body besides your heart or your eyes are able to see the erva, there's no separation between them, you're allowed to say Shema. Avoli Meizem Eivarav Nogeh Bein Bervas Bein Bervas Chaveiro. But if part of your body is touching the erva, Aser Lekro Kriyas Shema L'Sbal, then you cannot say Shema or Davin. V'yar Chosav She'erva Shocheves Alein. If it, your thighs, if the erva is resting on your thighs, then you have to wear underwear of some sort to separate between the gid and your legs, that it should not touch. Mishnah Berurah says the reason you can't have any part of your body touching the erva is because we're afraid if you let part of your body touch the erva, you might let your hands touch the erva, which would be a problem. If you have something separating between, you're wrapped around your waist so that there is something separating between your heart and your erva. Afal pisha imasna v'lamalahu arom. If the top part of your body is naked, mutar likra kriyashma, you can still say Shema because the heart does not see the erva. Afal ispalal asar chechas aliva, but you cannot daven until the upper part of your body is covered as well. The Mishnah Berurah says because when it comes to davening, you're supposed to be as though you are standing in front of the king because you're standing in front of Hashem, so you need to be fully clothed when davening. Simon Ayin Hey, Lihizar Megile Serva, Kol Isha Bishas Kriyashma, Vachain Shalul Grosa Kanegata Erva. I should not say Shema next to the, while seeing Erva, or uncovered hair, or the voice of a woman. Sif Aleph, Tevach Magula B'Isha B'Makam Shadarka L'Chasoso, the Tevach, which is a small amount, which is uncovered on a woman in a place which is normally covered. Afilu Hi Isha, even if it is one's wife, Asar Likros Kriyashma Kanegata, you cannot say Shema next to an uncovered part of her body. The Mishnah Berurah says, because this leads someone to have inappropriate thoughts when he looks at it, if it is a place which is normally covered, and therefore it is included in Erva. There are some who are lenient if you are careful not to look at it at all, meaning you turn away from it. There's really two types of body parts on the woman. There are the places that are Erva Mamish, that everyone agrees should be covered. And if that part is uncovered, then it's going to be a problem. You can't say Shema in front of it for sure. That's her Erva Mamish, or parts of her arms up until her elbow, including the elbow, and then parts of the legs, machlokes, whether it's until the shok is until the knee. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's until the knee, including the knee needs to be covered, whereas Chazon Ish says that it goes down to the ankles, that all that part below needs to be covered as well, and then up by the neck area, that below the bone is considered to be an erva. So those parts are erva mamish, that for sure is going to be a problem. The other parts, it depends on what the minhag hamakom is, what is normally covered. For example, if you're in a place which people normally wear socks, everyone wears socks and covers their feet, then if it's going to be an open-toe sandal or something, that would be a problem to say Shema in front. In those cases that are not Erva Mamish, the reason that we can be more lenient in the places where the minug is not to cover is because if it's something that you're new used to, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kevan Sharaga Behen Eino Bali Dehir. If it's something that you're used to, then we're not afraid that you're going to come to have inappropriate thoughts. However, it's a place where everyone does cover it, then it's going to be a problem. But something which is Erva Mamish, such as her upper arms or her thighs, so then even if there are people who walk around like that, because they're prutzos, it's still usher, one would not be able to read, can I get it? Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, as we said, that an elbow is included in the upper part of the arm, and it should be covered. The Ramah adds, v'yeshomrim davka b'ishto, that this is specifically by a wife, that if it is a tefach, it is going to be a problem. Aval b'isha acheres, a woman who is not your wife, afilu pachos mitefach avi erva, even the smallest amount, is going to be a problem. You could not say Shema k'neged it. The Nishmas Adam says that this is only going to be a problem midrabanan, and therefore closing your eyes, if it is less than a tefach uncovered, closing your eyes will be good enough. Obviously, you can't stare at a part of a body of a woman, even if it's less than a tefach, because it might lead to hear her. So what do you do if you're on a bus, or you're on a train, and there are women that are dressed inappropriately? Are you able to say Shema, etc.? Or let's say you're making Kiddush at the Shabbos table and there are women who are dressed inappropriately at the Shabbos table. So the best thing to do would be to turn around. But if you're on a bus, then it's okay to turn your body around. Or if you're on the subway, it's okay to turn your body around. But if you're at the Shabbos table, to turn your body around completely would probably be offensive to those women. So that's something that would not necessarily be so appropriate to do. So in that situation, we might allow you to rely on closing your eyes. In general, just closing your eyes is not good enough. You actually need to turn away from it. However, in certain situations, poskim will be makel to allow you to just close your eyes tightly and not look at it and not have any separation. Maybe holding up the sitter would be a good idea also. So in front of your eyes, that might work as well. Once you consult the posik, what to do if they find themselves in this situation.